Right. So, we were a bit short on food earlier when we tried to feed everyone, weren't we? Most of us got something, but it wasn't a meal that filled our tummies. In our story this morning, we heard about a similar occasion where there were quite a lot of hungry people and not much food to go around. A large crowd had seen Jesus work miracles in the surrounding towns, and because of this, they decided to follow him. And when I say follow him, I mean they actually followed him to where he was going. Now, the destination was a mountain. When they got there, Jesus and the disciples sat down. To be honest, they were probably pretty tired. Jesus had been teaching and performing miracles, and the disciples had been helping him all day. And I imagine they needed a rest. But this crowd had followed them, and that crowd had stayed. They were showing no signs of heading home. I guess it was getting a bit awkward as time went on, certainly from the disciples' point of view. These people had followed them and were hanging around. I can imagine the side eyes and the shoulder shrugs within their little group as they discussed what to do and how to get all of those people to go home. So they went to Jesus. He'd know what to do. He always did. They said, "Jesus, it's getting late. Isn't it about time these people went off home? Can't you hear the rumbling tummies? There's nowhere to get food here. It's like a desert. Best send them home, right?" Wrong. Now, the disciples knew Jesus well, and yet it seems they still didn't fully understand what he was capable of, despite seeing all the wonderful things Jesus had already done. Because, to their surprise, they shouldn't have been surprised really, Jesus actually said to them, "You give them something to eat." What? There are 5,000 men here. That's not counting all the women and children too. What can we give them? How are we going to feed them? How am I going to do this on my own? I can imagine Jesus rolling his eyes. Hello, I'm right here. And I think that's a question we ask ourselves a lot. What can I give? What can I do? How am I going to do this? I don't have much to give. And most of the time, I don't know how to use what I have anyway. Now, that sounds bad, doesn't it? But it's not meant to. The honest answer is that try as we might, without Jesus, we don't have much. However, with Jesus, what we have becomes so much more. And this was a lesson the disciples were still learning. Jesus often asks things of us because he wants us to dig deeper. He's always teaching us, and he's always leading us, and he is always the answer. You give them something to eat. Jesus already knew what the outcome of the day would be. This was a large-scale learning curve for everyone involved, that with Jesus, anything is possible. In fact, all things are possible with him. Now, a young lad was the only one among the crowd that had the foresight to bring a packed lunch. Maybe it was his mum that had the foresight, not him, but who knows. Anyway, it was a fairly hefty packed lunch for one young lad, mind you, but still not enough for the crowd that were hungry. He could have taken himself off to a corner or hidden behind a tree and eaten his lovely lunch on his own, maybe sharing it with his bestie, as there was probably enough for two. But instead, he gathered courage and offered what appeared small. The little he could offer, he brought to Jesus. And Jesus used those 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed everyone. Not one person went hungry that day. They had plenty, it says. They filled their tummies and they rumbled no more. And, of course, there was food left over. Not just the odd crust or fish tail, but 12 large baskets of food were left over. Why? Because with Jesus, there is abundance. There is more than we can imagine. What is given is not only used by Jesus, but it is multiplied by the power of God working in and through him. Something small is made powerful. Small, tiny, minuscule is made awesome in God's power. There are leftovers, 12 baskets of God's goodness, more than there was to start with. In Ephesians 3, it says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." The same power that fed over 5,000 people is at work within us too. It seems hard to imagine, and yet it's true. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, God within us, we have the ability with Jesus to do things that appear hard. "You give them something to eat," Jesus said. "What? That's too hard. How can we?" We can do hard things. My daughter Anna often says to me, "Mama, you can do hard things." I don't like doing hard things, by the way, but I can, and with Jesus, all the more so. Now, I've been doing the Couch to Five with a group from the church, and yesterday I ran my first park run. And my, thank you. And my goodness, it was really hard. I wanted to give up so many times, but I plodded on, and what helped was the family and friends who came to support me, most of whom had already finished their run, by the way. But even so, and even the people that I didn't even know supporting me from the sidelines too. We also have another cheerleader who's supporting us through hard things, and that's Jesus. He's constantly clapping us and encouraging us to give what we have to him. Whatever it is, he'll use it. The story we've looked at this morning really happened. So what does it mean for us today? It means we have something to give to. Probably lots of things, in fact. It might not be our packed lunch, but whatever it is, rest assured, Jesus will use it and he will multiply it. Perhaps it's a kind or encouraging word for someone. Maybe the offer of a meal or an opportunity to chat. Perhaps it's an invitation to church or a walk in the park or a coffee. It could be sharing your favorite toy or letting a friend ride your bike. Giving someone a lift or babysitting, offering your DIY skills, your listening skills. Perhaps it's praying for someone or telling them about Jesus. All of these things are ways of giving what you have to Jesus, offering your loaves and fish to be used by him, and in turn, be like him to those around us. Some of these things might be hard to do. They might be scary and take courage to say, but with Jesus and the support of those who know and love Jesus, like my parkrun buddies, we can do hard things. When that lad gave up his lunch for everyone else and Jesus did what he did with it, I can only imagine that that felt good. How could that young boy feel anything else? What a sight to see. Your lunch distributed amongst all of those people. That young boy blessed Jesus that day by giving what he had, and Jesus used it to abundantly bless thousands of others as a result. I wonder what you can give to bless Jesus today and ultimately bless others as he uses what you give him to work his will in our world. Okay. As a response to that, what we would like to do is give you a lovely magnet to take home as a reminder of today and all of the things that we've talked about. So up on the screen, hopefully, is going to come, basically that is what it's going to say on your magnet. It says, Jesus answered, you give them something. What can I give? That's a question that you can ask yourself daily. What is it that I can give Jesus today?